Welcome to the download edition of World Business Report, the Wall Street Update, with Fergus Nicol on Monday the 31st of August. Well, let's turn now to the US markets, focusing, why not, on the price of oil, which has dipped considerably this month to below $40 a barrel, and good news, as we've been hearing, for importers, including India. Would this week see a change? When I spoke to Peter Yankoskis of Oakbrook Investments in New York, he told me he's been expecting a correction, but what actually happened surprised him.
The strength of the rally since then is a bit mysterious to me, particularly today, where oil prices started the day down, and then midway through the morning session here in New York, they suddenly reversed course, shot up dramatically. You know, energy stocks did the same. The source for that rally, the best I could figure, was a report put out by the Energy Information Administration that indicated they expected about 130,000 less barrels per day of oil to be produced during the first 5 months of 2016. I was a little surprised both that that small of a reduction in output would cause the markets to reverse, given that there's tremendous additional capacity coming online, in particular with Iran moving back onto the stage. And then a second, it's a little mysterious as to exactly how this forecast came about, because apparently the Energy Information Administration is putting most of it on a change in their methodology rather than some change in the underlying fundamentals.
How did that relatively modest uptick in the oil sector compare to the overall tone on the markets, perhaps influenced still by what's going on in China?
Well, you know, the energy sector here in the U.S. was up more than 1%, and it was the only sector positive on the day. On the other end of the scale, you had the healthcare sector here in the U.S. was down nearly 2%. Utilities were down more than 1.5%. Industrials were down about 1%. You know, overall, the tone was pretty negative if you were outside the energy sector.
Well, thanks to Peter. And your closing number on Wall Street, the Dow down 115, that's 0.7%.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.